I think we'll get started. Well, my name is Gretchen Quinn, and I'm very honored to be here with you today. I was initially going to do this. They told me to do it as a regular presentation, and I'm used to doing workshops. So I'm very glad to have the number and kind of at least a little bit of the ellipse, because Erickson always does so much with relationships and having us all work and learn from each other. So this is really the way I like to present, is having you all add things, because you all have different pieces that can feed into knowing more and more about music and learning. I may ask you today, I'm going to have my husband at times play some of the music. I have gone through many, many CDs and have used them within my programs. And as we were talking earlier today about, many times the CDs do not have a whole lot of good songs on them. So I've kind of picked and chosen ones that I find really were helpful in working with young children. I have been a teacher, and I have been a director, and I have been a teacher mentor, and came from Erickson, graduated in 1991. Get this thing to work. The teacher certification program that is here is really basic, like all programs. You have to have your child knowledge-based, child development, diversity and cultural competence, and curriculum content. All good programs provide, you know, that for their teachers. On top of that, they train you in pedagogical skills, how you teach in your classroom, how you set up your environment, assess children, and now there's a lot in communication and technology. When I was here, they weren't as heavy on that because they hadn't developed a lot of these things. And finally, and this is where Erickson is unique, is the disposition. When people come here to be trained as teachers, they train us in a disposition. And I was talking earlier about this, that it's amazing now that I reflect back and see how important relationships are in the work we do with young children and how important reflection is. That's why I'm calling it a reflection, because you have to actively reflect all the time about what you're doing and look into why does this music work? How are the children learning through it? And the more I tried doing this, the more I added, because there's so much that can be learned. It's so critical. Children can learn across all domains, social, emotional, cognitive, and physical, just by having music integrated throughout the whole curriculum. Before we start and kind of get into more of this reflection, I wanted to make 4 points. Number one, this morning when we look at music and learning, we're going to really focus on the preschool years. I think it's critical from the time children are babies, rocking a baby, singing a lullaby, critical, all the way through school. But today we're going to just focus on the preschool. Number two, we're going to look at music as an integrated part of the curriculum. A lot of programs have special music time, which is wonderful. And I think even in an integrated curriculum, you can teach about music. But this is an approach that just every piece of your day, all the curriculum, has music woven through it. Number three, we're going to look at this as teachers or developmental specialists, not as musicians. I do not call myself a musician. My voice is not exceptional, but I love music, and I really, really believe in its importance. And number four, we're going to talk about learning as observed and intuitively felt. All of us who have worked with children know it makes a difference. But also music as research, because there's been a lot of research in our field, especially brain studies, that add to kind of an understanding of what's really happening in these children's minds. When we're just, people say, oh, are you just playing with children? Oh, my goodness, they're learning. They're sponges, and the music helps build those bridges. Now, my first musical note comes from the music educators and the National Education of Educators of Young Children groups. This was put out in the year 2000. When I saw it, I thought, of course. But the important part is that it was made. The statement was made. When children develop musical skill and understanding, they are developing basic cognitive, social, and motor skills necessary for success throughout the educational process. They're preparing skills that will apply to language, literacy, and to life itself. So all of these things are learned. And it isn't that you're being academic, it's that you're being creative. And that creativity builds the bridges for learning. And there's so much emphasis today on academic, you know, how much academic information can be put through to children. I think it can be done in a very playful, wonderful way through music. And I think both the music educators and the early childhood educators see this as well. Linda Neely, who writes for young children, made the comment that music is not just another part of a children's day. It's an essential part of their makeup. It's part of who they are. And you don't have to have little, some children you'll say can't sing. It doesn't matter. They can do other things. Music engages children in all these ways. It's not just the song. But by the end of the year, I really felt all the children in my room had a good sense of rhythm and could sing in their own way. But they could all enjoy rhythm, melody, tone. They learned using their singing voices and not their screaming voices. The text. As the year went on, a lot of the words in the song were teaching them. Jack Johnson, that we were playing earlier this afternoon or this morning, has songs about sharing. There are songs about that teach lots of words, big fancy words that they wouldn't normally say. There's a lot of teaching and text, and there are a lot of stories that are all sung. Mood is really critical in these times, the stress that children feel, just like we're feeling. And if you have in your classroom, play soft music, that calms them down. Or if you kind of want to get them revved up and get their, you know, focused and get some energy off, you can play big beats and lots of really fun dance music. And finally, form. This has been one of the new studies that has been done, which I have a quote on as well, in terms of math, that music has a form, and that form is used, helps children understand mathematical ideas.